It would be similar, but there would be more places for kids to stand on it. Yeah, I think that was a merry-go-round.
Okay, fine.
But what? Ours was a flying Jenny.
Right. Mm-hmm. What about a very common thing that you suspended by ropes from a limb of a tree and had a seat?
Oh, it was your swing.
Sure, yeah. Ever heard of anything to play on called a joggling board around here? Just a board anchored at both ends so you could jump up down on the middle of it. Didn't have those in this
No,
area.
we didn't have one.
Mm-hmm. I see. Did you ever burn coal for heat in a stove, maybe?
No.
Did you know of anybody who did?
My grandparents used coal in the fireplace.
Sure. Was there any kind of container that they used to keep coal in? Inside, maybe, you know, just have a supply there.
It would just be the coal bucket.
Coal bucket, yeah. I see. You ever heard of anything called a scuttle?
I've heard of it, but we didn't refer to it as being a scuttle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the pipe that runs out the back of the stove up into the house? You would just call that
the stove pipe.
Sure. Is that the same as a flue, or is a flue different? When you're talking about stoves and heating and all that, do you have any idea what a flue is?
I don't know, unless it's... The flue would be like the chimney, wouldn't it? I don't know. I've heard of flues, I've heard of chimneys, but I don't know.
Okay.
Haven't gone into it.
All right. What about something that a man could use out in the yard if he's doing yard work to haul things around in? You know, it's got handles and one wheel.
The wheelbarrow?
Wheelbarrow, sure. You ever heard that called anything else around here?
I don't remember that I have.
What about a Georgia buggy?
No.
Haven't heard that?
No.
Okay. All right. And this vehicle that I drove up in, you just commonly call that?
The car.
Right. Do you ever call it anything else?
No.
Automobile? Okay. Say my car started making squeaking noises, I might take it into the service station and ask the man to put it up on the rack and do what to it?
Service it?
Okay, service it, or the stuff that he puts on it, you know, it's that kind of semi-solid stuff.
Grease it?
Right. To do what to it?
Grease. Grease it.
Okay.
I think I usually say grease, you know?
Sure. Say that again for me.
Grease.
Grease it?
Uh-huh, grease.
Okay. What if he did it yesterday? You'd say, yesterday so-and-so did what to the car?
He greased it.
All right. Mm-hmm. And if you get that stuff all over your fingers, you say your fingers are very...
greasy.
Okay. And if I've got my car there at the service station, I might ask him, while he's got it there, to look up under the hood and check the
oil.
All righty. Another kind of fuel that people used to use... in lamps before they had electric ones.
Kerosene?
Do you recall that called anything else?
I've heard people refer to it as kale oil.
Yeah. I think I've heard that one before. Mm-hmm.
I think that's what.
Mm-hmm.
No, I
haven't. You ever heard coal oil? Kale.
But, well, maybe I had heard coal oil, but we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't call it coal oil.
Was it just the letter K, kale oil? Have you ever seen that written out?
Seems to me that I have, but now...
But it's the same thing as kerosene. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Hmm.
Oh, don't quote me on that. That might not be
What have you ever heard of people making themselves a temporary lamp or a makeshift lamp out of a bottle and some kerosene and something for a wick? Just for temporary light?
Oh, no, I would never, I might have heard of people doing it, but I would never have done it.
Well, would you have a word for something like that? You made yourself a...
I don't know what there would have... I don't know what could have been made.